The Congo states and in this way he has given great pleasure to our heart. There is a verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 4:40, where it is said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made a garland of kirtan all around the world. Yes, and it seemed to mention states like the African Congo. Seidvare achandale kirtana sanchare nama prema malaganti paraila samsare. Thus Mahaprabhu spread kirtan even among the untouchables. He wove a garland of the holy name and prema, with which he garlanded the entire material world. In this verse, two things are mentioned: a garland made out of flowers, and a garland is made out of a string which holds the flowers together.
In questo verso sono menzionate due cose: una ghirlanda di fiori e la stringa che tiene insieme tutti i fiori.
The holy names are the flowers.
I santi nomi sono i fiori.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Lord Chaitanya had also other kirtans. Sri Krishna Murari, no, Sri Govinda Murari, Sri Krishna Vanamali, such names. And they would sing this in the kirtan. What is the string which held all these names of Krishna together? The verse says it's prema. It's love.
Amore.
The name of Krishna should be sung with love for Krishna. This type of loving chanting, that is a very, very important part of Lord Chaitanya's kirtan garland. What love? What type of prema? There are different types of love. What is the love which keeps the holy name together? It's actually the love of Srimati Radharani. This love has a very special color to it, a special tone to it. I would like to read to you something about Radharani's love from a Bhagavad Gita lecture of Srila
Prabhupada.
And from this lecture of Prabhupada, you can really understand what type of love we are aspiring for in this movement for Krishna consciousness. Radharani thinks, all others are engaged in Krishna's devotion, but I am not. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I have not a pinch of devotion to Krishna. And Prabhupada said, but then someone might ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but you are crying, why? It seems you have love for Krishna. Krishna, but Lord Chaitanya would say, no, I'm crying out of show. So some yes, showman. I hear if you want to cry out of show, you should take an onion and put it on the but when we are in Italy, I think we can cry very easily. No need of onions. So, Prabhupada says, but you are such a great devotee, everyone says. Lord Chaitanya answers, no, everyone may say, but I'm not. So up till now, what is the quality of this love? What do you hear out of these this discussion? Humility, great humility. This is described that in the even when someone has all good qualities, Mahaprabhu certainly has, but he still feels himself unqualified.
È descritto che anche quando qualcuno ha grandi qualità, è sicuramente il caso di Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, lui si sente molto squalificato.
Do you remember? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, how can we chant Hare Krishna? What should be our feelings? Of course, this humility, humilitate.
Vi ricordate che Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ha chiesto in che modo bisognerebbe cantare i santi nomi? E allora è questo il sentimento, l'umiltà.
So this is one of the feelings of love, humilità. Now comes another. So why are you not a great devotee? Someone asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the answer: although I am separated from Krishna, still I am living. That is the proof that I have no love for Krishna. Prabhupada then will talk about the Goswamis, and he ends this section by saying, this is called bhajan, devotion and separation. We should increase our aspiration in this way more and more. That is required. That asha, that hope, that expectation will lead us to the topmost platform of devotion. So Srimati Radharani's love has this humility, and this feeling of separation. Oh Krishna, where are you? I have no love for you at this moment. Where are you? This is the garland which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had in his kirtan. The names of Krishna chanted with a certain mood, the mood of love.
Questa è la ghirlanda che Signore Chaitanya aveva nel kirtan. Un dei fiori con i santi nomi di Krishna recitati con amore.
If you have no love for Krishna, the names, when you chant the names, you will feel it as dry.
Se non avete amore per Krishna, quando cantate i suoi nomi sentirete aridità.
And your kirtan, if there's no love for Krishna, will be done only for entertainment.
Il vostro kirtan, se non c'è amore per Dio, sarà fatto solo per intrattenimento.
But not for service.
Ma non per service.
When you do kirtan, the idea is to serve Krishna.
Quando fate il kirtan, l'idea è di servire Krishna.
Service is a factor of love.
Servizio è un effetto dell'amore.
If you love someone, you want to serve him.
Se amate qualcuno, lo volete servire.
There is a question which I would like to ask you.
C'è una domanda che vorrei
porre. Are you garlanded with the garland of the holy name and prema?
Siete inghirlandati con la ghirlanda
di prema? Is this garland around your heart?
C'è questa ghirlanda intorno al vostro cuore?
Holy name and love.
Santo nome e amore.
He said he would garland the whole world.
In questo modo inghirland, potete inghirlandare tutto il mondo.
Mahaprabhu made a garland around the whole world. Huh?
Mahaprabhu ha fatto una ghirlanda intorno a tutto il mondo.
Do you have this garland around your necks?
Voi avete queste ghirlande intorno al vostro collo?
A very good question.
And
you are all silent. Do you feel this? That you chant with love?
Voi sentite che cantate con amore?
And do you feel that your heart melts by this chanting?
Vi sentite che il vostro cuore si scioglie con questo canto?
Are you members of the Hare Krishna movement?
Siete membri del movimento Hare Krishna?
I'm sorry, I hope I do not disturb you with these questions. yes. You must be garlanded. You must get this garland from Lord Chaitanya with fiori and prema. It is described that Mahaprabhu would in the morning greet the devotees, and he would actually give them garlands around their heads. He took his own garland and he would give to thousands of devotees. And he garlanded the whole everyone who was there. He is the Lord, he can do these things. So I think every devotee who hears this question, do I have love, do I have this garland which holds the holy names together, will begin to think very deeply.
Quindi ogni devoto che senta questa domanda, o la ghirlanda o i santi nomi intorno al collo, inizierà a riflettere molto seriamente.
And every devotee will say, oh, no, I have no love. I have love for myself, but not for Krishna so much. So I thought this morning I would give a crash course in love. This is now the school of love. And we will learn something about love.
Impareremo qualcosa sull'amore.
Is this all right with you?
Va bene per voi?
Yes.
Yes. I think some of you think of, well, what will happen now? Let us not freely say yes at this moment. Let us first wait for this.
Non dite subito di sì. Prima aspettiamo.
My first question is, can you force love?
La prima domanda è, si può forzare l'amore?
Can you say to yourself, love this now?
Potete dire a voi stessi, amate adesso, adesso amo.
Will the result be that you all of a sudden start to feel this feeling of love?
Il risultato è forse che all'improvviso inizierete a sentire questo sentimento d'amore.
I think we all know you cannot force love.
Penso che tutti sappiamo che non si può forzare l'amore.
Remember, sometimes our parents might have said when they were dissatisfied, "Can you not love your parents?" Can you not see everything they did for you? Now love us. And we felt how the opposite feeling came. We cannot force love. Nor can we force ourselves to love. But my dear devotees, there's something which you can actually do if you want to enter love. Listen very carefully, because I feel this information will change our lives. There is something which you can do to get love. Do you have any idea what this could be? It's a difficult question, isn't it? How does love come about? Or affection?
Open up our hearts to God.
Service.
To please someone who has the love of God.
To please someone who has love of God. Hearing opens our heart sometimes. Knowing the Lord, yes. The Lord is near when there are difficulties. Cantare the nom. Yes, but many chant and they sleep. When you are in love, you don't sleep usually. Give to others without expecting anything in return.
Association with devotees who have love of God.
From association.
To be aware and to appreciate.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to give, these are all wonderful answers. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to give this love of Godhead in a very certain way. And if you want to have it, then it's good to take that. Mahaprabhu used to give love of Godhead by chanting the holy name. And if we hear the historical records of his kirtans, there were sometimes millions of people coming to his kirtans and dancing. Yesterday we saw an old painting. They would develop very quickly the highest states of ecstasy.
Partecipavano milioni di persone, come abbiamo visto anche dalle immagini di ieri, le persone improvvisamente sviluppavano l'estasi.
I sometimes think of this. In Germany there was once a healer. Sometimes he had 20,000 people before him And then he prayed to God, and then his neck would swell, and then some loop of energy would come, and these 20,000 people became healed.
In Germania c'era un guaritore e di fronte a 20,000 persone, ma non si ricorda, fece una guarigione, praticamente il suo mento si gonfiò e il suo corpo insomma cambiò e improvvisamente guarì tutti.
They were carried on stretchers to the field.
Arrivavano lì con le stampelle.
Some would go with artificial, you know, with crutches.
Qualcuno aveva arti artificiali.
And he would say, "Now pray to the Lord."
E lui diceva, "Allora adesso prega al Signore."
And then, and they afterwards threw the crutches away and were healthily. Some for the rest of their lives. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I don't want to give just you know, this is just to give you an idea. Mahaprabhu would just chant, and millions of people would come together, and they would go, "Hari Bol," and would be fully in Krishna consciousness. These people felt bhava. Some of them fainted. So much lubov. So much lubov means amore. Yes, so much amore. Just by being in the kirtan of Mahaprabhu and chanting. All problems solved. Back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Can you imagine this? So even in this time, Mahaprabhu would give love of Godhead, or Mahaprabhu's gift of love of Godhead is when you chant. But you have to chant in a special way. You have to chant with love. Love comes when you chant. To chant, you have to have love. You know this, it's in logic, it's called a circle of logic where you can't enter. To serve Krishna, you have to be a good devotee. And to become a good devotee, you have to serve Krishna. Almost a paradox. Almost inconceivable. Where to enter the circle of logic? This impenetrable circle of spiritual life. Obviously, it doesn't work by a crash, you know, your party crasher. I'm coming. I am now becoming a good devotee. I'm conquering spiritual life. I'm conquistador, this impenetrable question. But there is a way to enter. Listen very carefully. It is not possible to force love. But it is possible to do something to get the seed of love. Do you know what the seed has, the plant in it, in a potential form? A seed always has a potential. The seed of a man has the potential of a child. The seed of a banyan tree has the potential of a huge tree. And the seed of attention has the potential of love. If you chant the holy name, you should give it all of your attention. You should bring your mind to chanting. You should bring even your body to chanting. And as you do this, you will find out that slowly some feelings, some feeling for Krishna arises in the heart. If you are a japa criminal, that is to chant with inattention, criminal japa, you will never develop love for Krishna. If you come in the kirtan and see how do the others dance, what is the new zari of this mataji? What color? And what is this other thing? Then you will not be able to develop love for Krishna. This is the secret of chanting Hare Krishna. In order to chant with love, you have to give attention. May I who of you is a grihastha? Grihastha. Primo. Hare Krishna. Please remember how you got to know your partner. There were so many women, or so many boys. Italia is full of them. How did it come to pass that you are now together with this person? How did it all start? It started with attention. Oh, this person. And you may have started to blush. I remember one grihastha who became always very nervous when this person was just close by. He had an extra sensual perception. From 50 meters he already became malenavosni. He started to sweat and look in the other direction. Yes, very, very. You are from Italia. You know these things. Attention. It started with attention, and then later. There were other elements, so that then finally some love developed, some human love. This is also how love for God will start. With attention to the Lord's most merciful form in which the conditioned soul meets the Lord. Yes, that is attention to the holy name. In our understanding of the holy name, we know that there are certain offenses which have to be avoided in order to quickly achieve the goal, which is Krishna Prem. And in the temples, we in the morning recite these 10 offenses so that we know the traffic rules of chanting. Yes, we want to reach our goal, and that's why we need these traffic goals. Now, did you know that all these offenses come from one particular offense, which in Sanskrit is called pramada, craziness, patsya. Thank you very much, Chita, for giving us this word, patsya. It sounds already as if it is crazy. Pazza, pazzia. Yes. Inattention has been called pazzia in Sanskrit.
Disattenzione è stata chiamata pazzia in Sanskrit.
Why such a strong word for such an innocent human thing like inattention?
Perché una parola così grande per una cosa così piccola umana, la disattenzione?
Well, here is an explanation if you want to know. When we chant Hare Krishna, we actually call Krishna. Prabhupada says it's a call of the child, for it's like a call of the child for his mother. And then if we are not there when Krishna comes, this is almost a schizophrenic thing. Imagine you call a friend from America. Please come and visit me in Albatone. So the friend says, well, if it seems to be important.
L'amico dice, beh, sembra importante.
And he comes all the way from America. First he lands in Roma airport, then he flies to Trieste airport.
Allora, arriva dall'America, prima terra a Roma, poi va a Trieste.
Then he takes a taxi,
si prende un taxi
and is cheated by the taxi driver.
E viene imbrogliato dal tassista.
Finally he is in Albatone.
Alla fine arriva da
Albatone. He finds out where is your house.
Scopre dove è la vostra casa.
And when he comes to your door, he finds a little piece of paper.
Quando arriva alla vostra porta, trova un piccolo pezzo di carta.
I'm not here.
Io non sono qui.
I went to South Italia. It's warmer.
Sono andato nel sud Italia perché lì è più caldo.
I think South Italy is warmer. Yes. The friend would think, something wrong with this person? First he invites me, and then I find this sign, I'm in South Italia, it's warmer. Nothing else. No directions how to get to South Italia. This is what happens when we call Krishna and we are absent-minded. Yes, I came, but you were not there. You were somewhere else. In South Italia. Or in thinking of I, me and mine.
Oppure pensare a te stesso, alle tue cose.
Thinking of what you would have to do during the day.
O pensare cosa avresti fatto durante il giorno.
South Italia. So this certainly is the total opposite of love.
Questo certamente è l'esatto opposto dell'amore.
Just imagine, you know, he comes from America and then you have the audacity. Lakshman, yes, it's a very serious thing. You have the audacity to just say, I'm not here, sorry. It's so offensive. One time we had this in preaching. We went to find someone in Yugoslavia who had invited us, and we went all this time. It was our only contact. And then we had on the door, I'm not here.
volte ci è successo in Jugoslavia, andavano a predicare e sono arrivati lì, l'unico contatto che avevano era l'indirizzo, sono arrivati e c'era scritto non siamo qui.
So offensive.
Così offensivo.
It's so disturbing.
Disturba così tanto.
But the opposite is there. The guest rings.
L'opposta situazione è l'ospite che suona.
The door is opened.
La porta si apre.
Benvenuti. Here we have prepared ravioli and pasta and olives and capperi. Sit down. And we have practiced a song for you. Benvenuti to you. Benvenuti. It's all we know, but we have prepared this song. Ah, the guest feels, I'm valued. He sits down and he cries tears of happiness. And the domazen or whatever, the host cries tears of happiness. It started with attention.
Inizia con l'attenzione.
Yes, this is the seed of love. If you want to get the garland from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the love of the garland of the holy, which is made out of the flowers of the holy name and the thread of love, you have to start to chant with attention.
Se volete ottenere dal Signore Chaitanya la ghirlanda di fiori che è fatta con i santi nomi e la costringa e l'amore, allora dovete cantare con attenzione.
When the kirtan of the devotees is very strong, then this attention is there. In the beginning, it is very important for a big kirtan like today, we should just bring our minds to chant. No, there is no Venice. There is no carnival. There are no shopping windows. There are no masks inside the shopping windows. There's only one thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. While you were chanting, I could notice that 50% of the audience didn't have their attention on the holy name.
Mentre avete cantato, ho notato che il 50% di voi non aveva attenzione verso il santo nome.
You chanted out of habit.
Avete cantato per abitudine.
Because that's done when the lecturer goes Hare Krishna, you know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I could feel it in the air.
Potevo sentirlo nell'aria.
Inattention, chronic inattention. Cronica, in attenzione cronica. This is the problem. Yes. Today we will somehow cure this problem.
Oggi in qualche modo dovremo curare questo problema.
Today is our day.
Oggi è il nostro giorno.
It has to work today.
Deve funzionare.
We will give our best.
Faremo del nostro meglio.
You know, when you see Mahavishnu Maharaj in the kirtan, that is always what I admire so much. There's nothing else.
Sapete, quando vediamo Mahavishnu Maharaj nel kirtan, questo è quello che ammiro molto di lui, è che non c'è nient'altro.
There is even no time for Mahavishnu Maharaj.
Non c'è tempo per Mahavishnu.
Time for stopping. Not there. There's only the holy name. Yes, this we all know, all over our Hare Krishna movement, we know Mahavishnu Maharaj is full of attention to the holy name.
Sachinanda Swami Prabhu King. Sachinanda Swami Maharaj King.
Yes, thank you very much, Maharaj, but this I have to learn from you. Yes, it is. So today we will watch Mahavishnu Maharaj, and we will take this, we will try to learn this in the school of love. Yes, it's also very nice that we have so many devotees, and I hear there are one bus or two bus from Slovenia which has started already driving towards Prabhupada Desh. Yeah, oh, Venice they come. Yeah. Yes. So it's our chance. It's we today you heard you come to this carnival, but you have been tricked. You have come to the school of the holy name today. Yes, because we want to have this garland from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The garland of of love, and the garland of the holy name and the garland of love. Because only then we will have the real holy name. Otherwise we just have the alphabet name. Some sounds, but not Krishna. Yes. Hare Krishna. I want to come to the part where we ask questions. Let me just ask.
10:30 we said.
Then it's just. Oh, we are in time. This is unusual. Yes, we do the announcement now. Yes. Yes, after. I just wanted to say one other thing. Today we have heard is the appearance day of Ishvarapuri. There's another disappearance. Oh, sorry. Disappearance day of Ishvarapuri. There is also an appearance day today. Of a very dear disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. Yes, we can remember today his blissful dancing. Yes, very excellent. Have you seen him dancing? Yes, amazing.
Incredible.
Yes, so we will. That is very nice that we have such a good sacred day.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all know that a person continues to live in the memory, in the loving memory of those who love him.
La persona continua a vivere nelle memorie amorevoli di coloro che lo amano.
This is how Prabhupada is eternal. We love him.
Infatti Prabhupada è eterno, noi lo amiamo.
We remember him.
Noi lo ricordiamo.
We study his instructions.
Studiamo le sue istruzioni.
This is how we keep Srila Prabhupada amongst us always. Yes, and we want to learn to keep all the great personalities amongst us, because as we have heard yesterday, when we remember them, we get their qualities.
Noi vogliamo tenere con noi tutte le grandi personalità, perché come abbiamo detto ieri, osservandoli otteniamo le loro qualità.
Hare Krishna, so we will say Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj ki jai. Hare Krishna. So there are so many more subjects, but I think we leave it with this. Now we will have a few announcements, and Guru Charan Prabhu has requested me to tell you a little bit of the strategic planning of today's spiritual army attack on the conditioned mentality of Venice.